one. And we look forward to celebrating our worship on tomorrow at 7 p.m. on the West Campus and 10:30 p.m. on the Northeast location. So we are favored at the Brooklyn Church to have a choice, an option. We can either worship at 7 or worship at 10:30. Let's look at this word from the Lord, if you don't mind. Psalm 33 and 1, it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. I want to try and preach briefly from the subject, so many reasons to rejoice. We close out this year, 2018. So many reasons to rejoice. The 33rd Psalm is a praise hymn for all who love God. It distinguishes itself somewhat from the earlier Psalm. The earlier Psalms, 1 through 32, are written from the perspective of Israel as a nation. They express Israel's victories and success. The writers of those first 32 Psalms seem to be looking at the experiences of the nation of Israel and taking note of what God has done for them as a nation. However, a study of this 33rd Psalm shows us that the distinction between 33 and 1 through 32 has to do with a call of God for all persons to praise God. Listen to what it says. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord. O ye are all ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." The New International Version puts it like this. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord at all times. All of you, it is befitting to give praises unto God." Eugene Peterson in the Message Bible says something to this effect, that everybody who's living right ought to give praises unto God. "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous." Now, we dissect this 33rd Psalm. We're going to note that the first three verses of the 33rd Psalm is a call to worship. The last three verses, 20, 21, and 22, seem to be a call of worshipers to declare an intent to wait on God and trust the sovereignty of God. You pray with me, Archie. Trust the sovereignty of God. Now, between those verses, verse 3 and verse 20, beginning the conclusion of the 33rd Psalm, we have 16 verses which speak to us on giving praises unto God. Now, before I begin to open this word up for us, let me say this. There is a slight distinction between praising God and thanking God. We would want to thank God for what he does for us. We would want to praise God because of who he is. Now, the reason that distinction is somewhat important to us is because we don't praise him just because of what he does for us. If our praise unto God is regulated by and restricted to what God does for us, then when he does not do for us what we ask him to do for us, it could possibly diminish our posture of praise. You're praying me, aren't you? We pray and we ask God for this, that, or the other, and then God does not do this, that, or the other, then our worship enthusiasm, our praise posture is weakened. You're praying me, aren't you? When we once had and then no longer have what we used to have, that we might not have the kind of praise enthusiasm that we would want to have. And so, therefore, we want to thank God for what he does and praise him for who he is. The psalmist in those 16 verses seems to suggest something of our praise unto him. For instance, you will find somewhere in those 16 verses where he is a loving God. Praise him. He is a gracious God. Praise him. He is a merciful God. Praise him. He is a forgiving God. Praise him. He is a compassionate God. Praise him. He is a long-suffering God. Praise him. He is a sympathetic, empathetic God. Praise him. He's God, and he's God all by himself. We praise him because of who he is. The psalmist wants us to give praises unto our great and awesome God. And it begins with in verse 1 with the word rejoice. It says, rejoice in the Lord. Now that word rejoice means to celebrate. It means to be jubilant. It means to be exuberant, to celebrate. He's really saying to us, we ought to celebrate who God is. And as we close this year, 2018, and make our way into year 2019, the Lord would suggest something very simple for us to carry from worship today from heaven on high. And the first thing that Lord would have me to suggest to you is that we ought to rejoice over our yesterday. Say yesterday. Simple, very simple. We want to rejoice over our yesterday. Who is responsible for us being where we are? When we look back over our lives and the journey over which we have come, to whom do we give glory and honor for so enabling us to get to where we are? Who was it that brought us through this and brought us through that? We find ourselves at one of those dark times in our lives, or when the storm may have begun to rage in our lives and we did not know where to go or to whom to turn. Who was it that brought us through those dark times? Who was it that stood by us sometimes in the middle of the night when it seemed as if nobody cared and nobody understood? Who was it that met us where we were in the midst of our sickness and our sorrow, met us in the midst of our trials and our tribulation? Who was there in the trench of trouble? But are y'all praying out? We ought to celebrate him who has brought us from where we were. We would not be where we are today were it not for him standing by our sides. Our past mistakes, our past ill-advised decisions, our poor choices of yesterday. Are y'all bringing it out? All of the experiences of our yesterday have come to bear upon we are today. And many of us, if we're truthful with ourselves, we would not be where we are today were it not for our yesterday. Because of some of the experiences, though painful and problematic they may have been, we are here today because of our yesterday. We are wiser because of some painful experiences in our yesterday. We are stronger because of some of the stuff we had to go through yesterday. We are better, so much better because of our yesterday. We're here today because of our yesterday. So even in the midst of wherever we ought to be all right now, we can thank God. We can rejoice over our yesterday. We would not be who we are. We would not be where we are. Were it not for our yesterday, and many of our yesterday's experiences were unwelcome, but thank God Almighty, somebody saw us through our yesterday, brought us to where we are today. I need you to do something for me just now, if you don't mind. If you don't mind your yesterday being a witness to somebody, tell somebody I made it.
I remember where I've been. Let me say it again. If you don't mind your yesterday being a witness for somebody, tell somebody you're looking at a miracle. If you don't mind your yesterday being a testimony for somebody, tell them that I don't look like what I've been through. If you've been through a yesterday like I have, you'll be rejoicing too. The psalmist says, rejoice in the Lord. Oh, you right. You hear Jesus saying that in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of the disciples, when they asked the Lord, teach us to pray, he said, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. God blesses us on a daily bread. Are y'all ready now? And the truth of the matter is, to breathe, a mouth with which to breathe, a mouth which testimony. Rejoice over those eternal blessings. We got a God who's a Father providing and protecting for us. We got a Savior in Jesus Christ who has redeemed us and reconciled us to God. We got a Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that guides and comforts us in all of our ways. We have forgiveness for our sins. That's a right now blessing. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. That's a right now blessing. We're on our way to see the King. That's a right now blessing. We got a mansion prepared for us in the heavens on high. That's a right now blessing. Blessing better have the signature of heaven written on it. The sufficiency of God's grace. His everlasting mercy. His inexhaustible infinite love. A right now blessings. Can I put it like this? In the words of a song of Angel Aiken, the Lord is blessing me. Rejoice over our tomorrow. James Cleveland sings a song a long ago. I don't feel no waste. Amen.